In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, they're no good.
No, they're not.
Jim.
Yes.
My poor knowledge of Greek mythology has always been my Achilles' elbow.
Oh, no. Rabbits. Don't let him tell another one. Don't let him say any more words, actually.
Ah, Jimmy boy, my dad always said, as one door opens, another one closes.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, lovely man, but a terrible builder.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He was an even worse prison guard.
Oh, my God. What is that? That is impossible to laugh at, that joke.
My wife asked me last night, Jim.
He's gone again.
Is it just me or is the cat getting fat? Apparently, no, it's just you. Wasn't the right answer.
Oh, no. Come on.
My girlfriend bought a new car, Jim. New flash car, beautiful red one. Nice, nice, nice. Yes. But she had a crash in it, Jim, unfortunately. Mm. I said to her, how did that happen, Dale? She said, well, there was this pine tree, and I turned to the left, and it swung to the left. I turned to the right, and it swung to the right. I said, that was the air freshener, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
How good. A group of primary school children, Jim, were accompanied by two female school teachers, okay? And they went on a field trip to the Flemington races to see and learn about the thoroughbred racehorse.
Hmm.
Very good. When it was time to take the children to the toilet, Jim, it was decided that the girls would go with one of the teachers and the boys would go with the other. The teacher assigned to the boys was waiting outside the toilet. She didn't want to go into the men's, of course, which is fair enough. But unfortunately, one of the boys came out and said, Miss, can you please come in? I can't reach the urinal. You with me, Jim?
Yes, I'm with you.
Having no choice, she went inside and she helped the boys with their pants and began hoisting the boys up on the urinal and just making sure that the direction was okay, to the urinal.
Yes.
As she lifted one of the boys, little boys up, Jim, she couldn't help but notice that he was, well, endowed.
Right? Why
couldn't help
very
but notice, Jim.
About this joke, yes.
Trying not to show that she was staring, the teacher said, you must be in year four, little one. He said, no, love, I'm riding Silver Arrow in the fifth today.
Oh, come on, fat.
Oh, come Jim. On. It was a jockey, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's it.
A young man walks into the pharmacy and asks the man behind the counter for a pack of three condoms, Jim.
Yes.
I think I'll be needing these tonight, he says. I'm going to my girlfriend's house for dinner, and I'm sure her older sister and her mum both fancy me also. I'm a big chance. They're all gorgeous, and I'm a big chance with the three of them. That night, he sits down at the table with the three ladies. When the father comes in, the young man immediately bows his head, Jim, and prays for 5 minutes. His girlfriend leans over and says, I didn't know you were so religious. He replies, I didn't know your dad owned the f***ing pharmacy.
Oh, no. Come on.
Again.
Come on, Bill. And he's eyeing off his wife.
The wife. You might have heard this one, Jim, but just go with me. and the people out there. A backpacker is travelling through Ireland when it starts to rain, Jim. He decides to walk out of the storm into a nearby pub. The only other person at the bar is an older man staring at his drink. After a few moments of silence, the man turns to the backpacker and says in a thick Irish accent, to be sure, he said, you see this bar? I built this bar with my own bare hands. I cut down every tree and made the lumber myself. I toiled away through the wind and the cold. But do they call me McGregor the Bar Builder? No. He continued, Jim. Do you see the stone wall out there? I built that wall with my own bare hands. I found every stone and placed them just right. I built it through the rain and the mud And do they call me McGregor, the wall builder? No. Do you see that pier out there on the lake, Jim and Rabs? I built that pier with my own bare hands, driving each piling deep into the ground so that it would last a lifetime. Do they call me McGregor, the pier builder? No. But you f*** one
no.
guy.
Oh, no. No.
You
oh,
can't.
Oh, my God. Bill.
The old one
that
go,
is
Jim.
The oldest joke known to man.
But beautifully told. At a couples conference, the speaker mentioned that couples are so disconnected that 85% of husbands don't know their wives' favourite flower.
Hmm.
Paddy turns to his wife and says, "It's self-raising, isn't
oh,
it, Dale?"
No, no.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Danny, feeding him. If you're going to send through shit jokes.
Oh, no.
My son, Max, told me he didn't understand cloning.
Well, Slapsy.
Yeah. He said he didn't understand cloning.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that makes two of us.
Oh, no.
Jim, what about a little one too?
What the hell?
As much as Pooh, you know, Winnie.
Oh, no. Yes.
As much as Pooh Miss Piglet, he really, really did enjoy that bacon sandwich.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He missed him, but
rabbits.
Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim. In the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with the wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
Yeah, just have one out in the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he, excuse me, he says, and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, ah, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's not bad. Jim. All right, Jim. What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinkliest thing
oh, no.
on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinkliest. Wrinkliest. What's the wrinkliest thing? but I need to
make,
say.
You can't make this up. No, you
when
need
I
to have a fifth
at you,
go.
You say wrinkliest, right?
No.
Yeah.
This is no, not me. It's no. you.
Righto, Jim. It's we'll you, start again.
Joke.
We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Yep. Right.
What's the wrinkly?
No.
And it's a good joke, right? Brad, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
We could do this for another hour.
No, no.
It would be side splittingly funny,
right?
But we wrinkliest. Don't have the time. Bill,
right? Ready
you need
when
to
I
say
point it.
No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Righto, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing?
No.
I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, but Bill.
You in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what then, rink is.
And then leest. Rink leest.
Rink leest.
There we go. Righto. I've got a joke. What is the rink leest thing on your grandmother, Jim?
What?
Your grandfather.
No! What is this? What happened to this show? Like, seriously.
Jim, can you imagine the headlines if Bruce Willis dies from a Viagra overdose?
What are they?
Bruce Willis dies hard.
Oh, no. No, Bill. No, there's something better in you, I reckon, a Friday.
Not really.
It's not bad, actually.
Not something bad. Else. You're finishing on that.
Well, of course, how much did it cost the pirate, Jim, to get his ears pierced?
Oh, how much?
A buccaneer.
Oh, no. Yes, Jim. Come on, Bill.
And where are his buccaneers?
On his buccaneers.
Yes, yes. A young man was in love with two women, Jim.
Yes.
And could not decide which of them to marry. Finally, he went to a marriage counsellor, and when asked to describe his two loves, he noted that one was a great poet and the other made delicious pancakes.
Right.
Oh, said the counsellor, I see what the problem is. You can't decide whether to marry for batter or for verse.
Oh, no. Oh. That's truly horrific.
We don't
say another word about the joke. Like, don't repeat it or think that is there a way to make it funny.
Or do you want to hear another one?
No, we don't.
No. This one is titled Obsessions.
Right.
Mm. A psychiatrist, Jim, was conducting a group therapy session with four young mothers and their small children.
Right.
You all have obsessions, he said. To the first mother, Mary, he said, you are obsessed with eating. You've even named your daughter Candy.
Right.
He turned to the second mum, Anne, your obsession is with money. Again, your daughter's name, Penny.
Mm. Yes.
He turned to the third woman, Joyce. Mm. Joyce, your obsession is alcohol. This too shows itself with your child's name, Brandy.
Hmm.
At this point, the fourth mother, Kathy, quietly gets up, grabs her little boy by the hand and says, come on, Willie, we've got to go. Peppy and Donk are waiting in the car for us.
Oh, come on, fat.
Peppy and Donk.
Oh, no.
A man walks into a bar.
Straight
Jim.
Into it.
A man no, walks into a bar. Ah, those were the days.
Oh, no. Just a statement about lockdown.
I got a fun fact for you, Jim. Oh. I got a fun fact. You can't pronounce O while biting your lower lip. Try it on air. Go on. Go on.
O.
No, you bite your lip and do it, Dopey.
I just did it, you halfwit. Oh.
No. You've got to bite your lip and say
Bill,
oh.
I bit my lip and said oh twice you now. Get rabbits to replay it. No.
Say it louder, baby.
What is that?
What is that?
Just a bit of fun facting.
Oh my god.
It is.
So just a statement about lockdown into something that's not accurate so that you could eventually go say it louder, baby.
Say it louder, baby. Blokes will be saying that to their missus tonight. But I'm gonna finish with a nice little joke. As we finish up here on Wednesday, May the 20th, and may the Lord be with you. I told my wife that our next door neighbour passed away today. She said, "Who, Ray?" Very insensitive.
Oh. You've gone with three, and they're all crap.
Oh, hooray.
They're just horrible.
Fancy jumping three of them in a row. Hooray, like poor bugs died.
Three pieces of crap in a row.
Say it louder, baby. I was at the hospital the other day, Jim, and I walked into the doctor's office, just walked straight in. He said, Did can you? I help you? He looked up. Can I help you? I said, yes. I keep thinking I'm a moth. He said, you probably should go and see a psychiatrist for that, sir. I said, yeah, I know. But I just saw the light on.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Get the mortine out on that one.
Oh, what is
How
that?
How good was that, Jim?
No.
Why did Shakespeare only write in ink?
Why?
Pencils posed an issue, Jim. To be or not to be.
Oh, no.
See, you blokes don't know Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Well, foul is yes, fair and fair is foul.
Yeah, thank you.
What else do you know?
To be, as in a 2B pencil. So it's 2B, not to be.
2B. Sort of, all right. Again, a man was told his hairpiece would cost $25.
Mm. Yes.
It was a small price to pay.
Oh, no. No. So just play on words times two and not funny either.
I like my coffee like I like my women.
No, you're off. You're off.
Jim, my girlfriend said to me, I'm pregnant. I said, hi, pregnant. I'm dad.
Oh, no.
She said, no, you're not.
Oh, no. What about that? Jesus.
All right, Jim, I got another one.
Well, something that's funny.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
This baggy green belongs to?
This baggy green belongs to who?
Not to you, James Brayshaw.
Yes.
I felt bad for the hypnotist last night, Jim.
Yes?
He hypnotised seven blokes. Then he dropped the mic on his foot and he said, ah, f*** me. What happened next will never, ever erase out of my mind.
Bill, come on.
Bill.
What is wrong with you, Bill?
Well, that's not bad. Who is the most popular director, movie director, in this COVID-19 scare, Jim?
Who?
Quentin Quarantino.
Oh, no. No.
That's not bad.
No. Shit.
So if you're a Russian going into the bathroom, okay?
Yes.
And you're finished leaving the bathroom.
Yes.
What are you while you're in the bathroom?
What?
European.
Oh,
not bad. Not
God.
Bad. European.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, what about I went to see my doctor, Huey Seward, last week, Jim. You wouldn't believe this.
Yes.
He said, don't eat anything, fatty. I said, what, like bacon or burgers? He said, no, fatty, don't eat anything.
Oh, what is wrong with him?
You've gone with both of those last year.
That's terrible.
That's not bad. They like him.
No, terrible.
The people like him, Jim. I'm not listening to your... negative feedback.
Oh,
and from
God.
You either, too, Bert.
Stop eating, fatty.